You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Looking back at 2023, there are two sports that you probably heard a lot about this year. For adults, pickleball was certainly a favorite. Lots of people taking up the sport for the first time. But for teen girls, hands down, it probably was flag football. For the first time ever, flag football was sanctioned as an official high school sport earlier this year in California, with schools and their communities embracing the addition. This season kicked off early in the fall semester and became an instant hit. At the start of the season, we spoke with the varsity girls flag football coach at St. Francis High School, Melissa Trewasser, and Will DeBoard, who is with the CIF San Joaquin section, about the explosive growth of the game. All right, well, I want to start with you. Take us back to the beginning of girls flag football in California. How did it begin and become an official high school sport?
Well, CIF is a federation. We start everything from the bottom up. So it starts with a school. It starts with literally one school, goes from their league to a section. California is split into 10 different sections as far as high school sports goes. And the Southern section out of Southern California, pretty much every school south of the Grapevine is a member of the Southern section. It's about 600 schools. They proposed, let's have girls flag football in the fall. And this happened in October was the proposal. February, it was approved, and here we are today. We're playing games.
Yeah, that's a pretty fast turnaround.
It's a really fast turnaround. I mean, we've had new sports happen in the past, beach volleyball, lacrosse, field hockey, et cetera. And, you know, beach volleyball was our last new sport. We have, I think, 8 or 9 schools that are participating in that. Flag football started in February. We immediately had a lot of schools start raising their hands, and we have 70 out of our 180 full member schools playing flag football this year, and we're probably going to be over 100 next year.
Wow. Well, Melissa, you're a part of that. I mean, you've coached basketball before, so how did you get involved in girls flag football?
Well, you know, I grew up playing basketball. I started coaching when I was 16 locally in the area. It was definitely the sport that I love to participate in. But I have been a football fan for as far back as I can remember. The story that I always kind of tell when people ask me how I started pursuing this position was all of my friends when I was a little kid were Saturday mornings watching cartoons, and I was watching Notre Dame football on NBC. So it is a sport that has captured my heart. And then going to TCU, which has a great, successful football program, just kind of reinvigorated that love for the game. And honestly, it's not something I ever thought I'd have the opportunity to coach. And so when flag football was announced, when the rumbling started earlier this year and even last fall, I was in our president's office. I was in our athletic director's office the day it was made official and just saying, I want this job. This is something I want to do on this campus at this school. I think they thought I was kidding at first, but I can be very persistent. And just kind of kept beating down the doors of I want to be a pioneer on our campus in this area for this sport, to bring something that I love and I'm so passionate about to the girls of California that are, you know, participating in so many other sports as well.
And TCU is Texas Christian University, right?
Correct.
You know, given that you're one of 70 schools, which is now going to grow, you know, come next year, you weren't alone in this. What kind of response have you received from girls at your school about wanting to do flag football play?
Well, we had at one point almost 100 girls registered for tryouts. And, you know, it was interesting to see, because I think there were all different levels of kids that came in of, oh, is this a club? Is this something fun? Is this powder puff? To, hey, we want to compete at a really high level for a varsity sport. And so we have a full varsity squad, a full JV squad. I think I've got 53 girls rostered in total right now this year. And I have girls every single day that come up to me and say, man, I wish I was playing and I want to play next year and I can't wait to try out next year. And so the response at St. Francis, which is interesting because, as you know, the only all-girls school in the area, them wanting to be a part of this, despite the fact that we don't have, you know, tackle football on campus, I think is really cool, as they see a chance to bring something that's never been done on our campus to our campus. And our president, Dr. Fadia Desmond, came out to one of our practices, and after, she said, you know, Melissa, I never thought there'd be a day that I would see football being played at St. Francis. And yet, you know, here we are with overwhelming interest, overwhelming support. The girls love it. Their friends are coming out and supporting the games. Their families are a part of it. The teachers, everybody's been so behind it. It's been really cool to see.
If you build it, they will come. Different sport.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it still works.
Yeah.
Okay, so given that the response has just been overwhelming at your one school. And you're saying, well, that this is going to be growing to more schools come the next academic school year. You know, Melissa touched upon, you know, there's been powder puff for years and decades, mm-hmm. for generations. And there have been instances where there have been girls who played high school tackle football. So what took so long to get flag football approved?
You know, it really came down to interest of the schools. You're right. Powder Puff has been there for quite some time, and there was never any sort of organization there. Generally, it was something that was played during homecoming week more than anything else, and it was a one-off. Usually, you know, juniors and sophomores versus freshmen and seniors, you know, that sort of thing. But a lot of our really small schools that don't have tackle football, they've been playing flag football, boys and girls, for quite some time. A lot of our Adventist schools, and these are schools across the state that have been doing this for some time. Tackle football, you're right. There have been girls who played tackle football. Fair or not, it's been a little bit kind of a novelty. It's been viewed that way. You know, I kind of don't think that's very fair. There have definitely been some very good girls tackle football players out there, but certainly size becomes an issue. You know, those boys get pretty big, that's for sure. But as far as flag goes, this is something for girls specifically. This is their chance to be in the spotlight. And it certainly has – it is – unprecedented how many schools have been interested in doing this, and the crowds have been great, and there's just so much excitement out there. I've been at the CIF Sac Joaquin section for 15 years, and I don't remember a new sport having such excitement as flag football, that's for sure.
Just out of curiosity, given that male peers, you know, have the option of tackle football, did CIF even consider tackle for girls in high school?
Not really, not so much from a boys and girls standpoint. Girls are definitely allowed to play tackle football. And actually, by our rules, a girl could play flag football and tackle football at the same time. Probably not going to do that because they have their own way of going. Also, tackle football is a fairly physical sport. You know, we do have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of rules in place. That's for sure. But I don't think if we didn't have tackle football and it hadn't been a part of our culture for quite some time, I don't think at this stage we would be adding a physical sport. Mm.
Melissa, given that you had such an overwhelming response from students, you know, what has the reaction been from parents and other adults?
I just think that overall the support, not just at St. Francis, but we've seen it at other stadiums as well, has just been so positive. You know, and I don't want to drill this down to girls and their dads, right? But one of the coolest things that has happened is that so many of these dads, we have dads that played the high school level, the college level, and even the professional level, have come up to me and said, man, for the first time ever, my daughter came and sat down next to me on a Saturday to watch college football and was asking me questions and wanted to know more about the game. Or I had one kid came up to me and she was like, I went to the Jesuit football game last week, and I've been going to these games for years and never paying attention, and I wanted to watch the game for the first time ever. And I just think that there is such a place for women in football. And I think we've seen the NFL do it, and they're trying to reach a female audience. I think we've seen college is making the big – I'm obviously, you know, went to school. It's part of the Big 12 and what they're trying to do to bring more women into the game of football. This has been an untapped market for so many years and decades, where now there's more of a reason to want to get young women involved and passionate about the game. And so from a business perspective and the adults in the room there, from a parent perspective, from a staff perspective at my school, it's been really cool to see everybody kind of jump on board and say, this opportunity is long overdue, even though it's not something that was really thought of, but to let our young women have a chance to be a part of something that is such a cultural phenomenon in this country. And I spent so many years in Texas, so I feel like I can really speak to that, right? But for them to get kind of captured up and the just the fun and the excitement and just the culture of the game of football, I think is a really incredible opportunity for our students, for our young women. And I think that the adults in the room certainly have recognized that that's why it happened so quickly to bring the sport to the forefront. And that's why I think it's going to continue to grow over the next several years.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing from you, I mean, St. Francis is an all-girls private school, but you're also seeing this enthusiasm across the section at co-ed and public schools.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the crowds for these games, as Will said, have been really, really great. You know, when you look at the teams in our league, we're part of the SFL, which is such a great league for all sports and such an amazing thing for us to be a part of. So Del Oro and Folsom have these just rich, incredible, you know, Granite Bay, just football histories, tackle football histories. And the response at those schools for the girls to come out and play, I think, has just been equally as exciting and enthusiastic. You've got all these, I was talking to Will before about all these old school football coaches, all these guys that have been around for, you know, have coached in hundreds of games, have been a part of these tackle programs for decades. Now they're coming over and they're wanting to coach the girls, and they're wanting to get these young women to fall in love with this game. We're seeing it grow at the collegiate level. There's a handful of NAIA schools that are participating in flag football and offering scholarships. I think there are a couple of young women in Illinois that received the first ever scholarships for college football. You know, and when you were kind of asking about why not tackle, I think one of the things that makes flag football so successful, there's not really a financial barrier to starting the sport. And I think that's one of the reasons, too, we're going to see a football program is incredibly expensive. When you look at the equipment, what it takes to do the fields, all of the gear that that football players need to wear, flag football is relatively inexpensive in comparison to that. So it's a really easy sport for a school to add. There aren't a ton of barriers for any school in the section to be able to add this sport. Most of these schools, if you're a co-ed school, you have the facility already. You have a football stadium. You know, for us, we're playing on a soccer field, but it works and we love it. It gives us a little home field advantage. But I think that's why it's going to continue to grow at the collegiate level, at the high school level. We already have our feeder schools in the parochial leagues that are playing flag football at the middle school level. So there is a solid foundation here, but there's so much room to grow. And it's very, very accessible for schools to add this in the future.
Yeah, given that football has been traditionally, you know, male dominated, I mean, that extends to coaches as well. You know, and you're just one of a handful of female coaches for girls flag football. What does that add to this, especially being the inaugural year?
You know, it's something I've thought about a lot, and I think it's something that I take on very personally. It's really important to me, especially being at an all-girls school. You know, we've had a tough couple of games these last few days, and the imposter syndrome as a woman in this sport can be very real. But being a part of an all-girls environment where so much of what we're trying to do at St. Francis is remind our young women that they belong in every space. You know, that they can do whatever they set their mind to, that there should be no barrier based on the fact that they're female. And I'm finding the girls remind me of that. and you know, in this time where I feel like, man, like so many of these coaches have so much experience around the game of football and understanding the intricacies. And as much as I've studied and, you know, I've covered TCU for a decade as a credentialed media member. And so I feel like I have, you know, more insight than just someone watching the game. I still feel like there's so much I have to learn. But there should be more female coaches in this arena. There should be more women seeking out the opportunities, not just at the high school level, but the collegiate level. We're seeing it at the professional level even. It definitely feel a responsibility to be successful, to carry forward the dream of women that want to coach football. This has been my dream since I was a little kid. When I got hired, our SID at St. Francis found an article from 2009 when I got hired to coach varsity basketball at Granite Bay, where I was asked by a reporter for the Press Tribune, if not basketball, what would you say? What would you want to be doing? And I said, I would want to be an offensive coordinator. I've wanted to do this for as far back as I can remember. And so I want to be successful for my team, for my school, for my program, but also just for, you know, the women that want to do this in the future. Like it does feel like an added responsibility and an added pressure, but it's something that I'm so proud to take on and be a part of, especially being part of an all-girls school community.
Yeah, going from the stands to the sidelines as a coach on the field.
Yeah, it's been it's been a lot. I mean, it's been a big learning curve, a learning experience, but it's also been so much fun.
Yeah.
I can't even express just the joy that being a part of this sport and being able to help pioneer something new in the state has brought me, and how exciting it is to get to be part of the foundation for something I think is going to have a long, long lineage in California and across the country, hopefully.
Okay, well, if you are in the audience and you're going to be watching girls flag football, what are there differences between, you know, the high school football that we've been used to watching?
Well, the number one, the field's a little smaller. It's 40 yards by 80 yards, so it's about two-thirds-ish of the football field. Not a lot of running is allowed. This is a passing game. A lot of mobile out there, and obviously not a lot of contact. But what it looks like looks like what we all grew up playing. I mean, I grew up playing flag football at junior high, 35 years ago, hard to believe, but But I think a lot of junior highs they don't play tackle. A lot of them play flag football, and you've seen it a lot. And I do want to second what Melissa was talking about. We have a lot of schools playing flag football. I think you're the only female coach that I know of that's wow. out there. I mean, there aren't many. I mean, pioneer is the right word here.
Yeah.
It really is.
What has been some of the biggest surprises for you, Melissa? I mean, you have been a longtime basketball coach, but were there key differences when now coaching flag football? What has surprised you most? And just, you know, we're just weeks in.
Yeah, you know, there have been a lot of things. I think the speed of the game is really, really great. It's one of my favorite parts about it is how fast this game plays. You know, I think when we looked at the rules and what it was going to be like, we thought, oh, yeah, this will be pretty fast. But it is a fun game. And I spent a lot of time in Texas. I'm from here originally. But I've seen a lot of 7-on-7 because that's what they do in the offseason, you know, and everything. The way the boys play 7-on-7, not nearly as much fun as the way the girls play 7-on-7. That's a hill I will die on. It's a blast. But I think you know, while this is not a tackle game, it's not a physical game, the girls play with a physicality and with a strength that I don't know that I want to say it surprised me because I've been around enough female athletes, but the competitiveness, how serious they're taking, I think that at first I was like, well, I don't know, like, are they going to be a little scared? Are they going to pull back? No, these girls have jumped in with both feet. They are so excited to be football players. They are so proud to be football players. I think that it's amazing to me just how much girls had desired more of these opportunities to say they are part of a football team and how seriously they've taken it. You know, St. Francis is very competitive. That is just like a part of our DNA and across everything. But even I have been surprised at just how much these girls have invested in this and how excited they are and how often I had one of my players' moms email me this week and was like, oh, she's an equestrian athlete and she was at a competition and she just couldn't wait to tell everybody she was playing flag football too.
Melissa, and well, we got to leave it at that. It was so much fun. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Vicky.
Thank you for having us.
And that was my conversation with St. Francis High School's Melissa Trebwasser and Will DeBoard, who is with the CIF San Joaquin section. And they're talking about the inaugural year of girls flag football as a sanctioned sport in California. This first aired at the beginning of the school year. And Will tells us that next year, at least 20 more schools will be adding flag football. That includes Elk Grove, Modesto, and Turlock school districts, pushing the number of schools in our area with flag football to over 100. Still ahead, it is the season for gift giving. Cap Radio Sacramento Newsletter joins us with their list of Sacramento themed picks from local businesses. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.